because that's a big measurement, that's a big amount.
Rashi says the sheish kabin or sheish lugin leklamein, we can't even say that much. So if I gave him a tremendous amount of six soyin. So when I asked the question, v'chidak or shalisha lito sheish soyin, is it normal for an isha, for a lady to be able to hold so much, it takes six soyin, how could she take so much? It's too much for her. Ela remez, remez lo, but the bayis want to give her a sign now. Sha'asidim shisha bonim latis mimenu. Shemizborchim b'sheish brachas, that six great children will come out of you, and they'll be zeicher with six great brachas. And who are these v'eluhein? David u'Mashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. These are the six the great people that will come out from Rus, and they're all going to be zeicher with tremendous brachas. Now the Gemara says, for David, the brach of David, the pasuk says, and one of the Norim said, we'll soon see, that was Doig. Vayem, and he said, Hine Reisi ben Lishai, I saw the son of Lishai, Beis Halachmi, that you, this goes on David Melech, that Yodeya Nagin knows how to play the instrument, Vigibo Chayil is a strong Chayil, a woman, Chayil, and a strong person, Vish Machomi knows how to have Machoma war, the Novan Dovya understands things, the Ish Toiv, he looks beautiful, Vashem Imo, Hashem is with him. These are the six brachas. So Rashi says, Haynu Shesh Brachas, these are the six brachas. Kids, that's what Boyiz was giving a remez to Rus, that you'll have a son like David, for Bizarcha with these six brachas. V'yomrav Yudo Marav, Kol HaPosek Kazeh L'yomru Doyeg El B'loshin Hora. This old Posek Doyeg only said, B'teros L'loshin Hora. Rashi says, we'll soon explain that Echem in Hanorm here means Doig. Said the Beloshin Hor, Rashi says, Shoye Mesape Bishvacha Shadovid, Kede Shiikna Boy Shoye Viageyu. He spoke about that he praised David only in order that Cheryl should be jealous of him and go to kill him. So really it was Bateros Loshin Hor that he was speaking to Cheryl. So now explains, when he said, Yodeya Nagain, he knows how to play, that means Yodeya Lishoel knows how to ask good questions. Gibor, and he said that David was a Gibor. That means Shadei Elohashif, he knows how to answer. Ish Muhammad, what means the man of war? Shadei Elisa, Belitim, Bamacham Toshutor, he knew how to answer back. How to be Isaac in learning, he knew how to learn very well. Rashi says, Lezvachich, the Talmud, like to answer back or to ask questions in learning. Ish Toya, what does that mean? Shemara Pone Balocha, whenever he said Aloch, he was able to prove it, to bring a lot of proofs, a lot of rayas to what he's saying. For North and Dov, you understood things. Shemev and Dov and Mitech Dov, you understood one thing from another thing. And the Pesach ends off, for Hashem Imoi, that Hashem was with him, that means to say, Shaloch HaKameisa B'chol Mokom, that we always pass on Dov and Melech, that Loch was like him. The Mor says now, B'kulu Omelehu, Yoynesin B'ni Kamo. And all these things he said, Yoynesin, my own son, have these things also. That's what Shaul said. That there's nothing great about David, my own son, have these things also. But Kivan the Yomlu, when he ended off and said, Vashem Imai, that Hashem was with him, like Aloch is Kemoises with David, Milsa de Bidded, Namle Hebebei. This is something that Shaul HaMelech himself did not have. He did not have that they passed him like him. Therefore, Cholish Daite, he became, his heart, his mind was bothering him. He became like a Cholish weak. For Yikne Bei, and he was jealous. He was like this, this made him jealous of David. To be Shoksa, because by David it says, anyway, he turned, Yashia means he wasn't sure, the Loch was not like him. But if a Dovid said, if a Dovid it says, anyway, he turned, he always had a Tzlocha, it was always like him. Now, Minolim the Doig Heve, how do we know it was Doig? Just as before, Vayan Echad Nehan Orim, how do we know that Stam Orim of Shoel means Doig? How do we know Doig was the one that said this? Sivok says over here, Vayan Echad Mihanorim, Miyuchet Shebenorim, he's a special one of the Norim. Uksivosma says over there, Veshemish Miyavde Shoel, Beyomu Netzlof Nehashem, who was held back in front of Hashem, Ushmoy Doig Hadaimi, Avir Haroyim, the head of the shepherds, Ashel Shoel, that was from Shoel. So Kitzar, this Norim was Doig Hadaimi, he was the one that said these praises to Shoel about David, but he meant the Bateras Lashonara. He meant it that to have David killed by Shaul. Now, the next one was Mashiach. What do we know about the brachas applied to the Mashiach? You see, the apostle says, V'noch olav ruach Hashem. It will lie upon him the ruach of Hashem, ruach ochma, uvina, ruach etzog, vura, ruach adas, v'yiras Hashem. So all these six midas like will be upon the Mashiach. So there's also a son that came out from Rus. So that was the brachas, the sheis asorim, the six brachas applied to the Mashiach also. Now the Gemara says, Uchzibik says, V'harecho b'yiras Hashem, that to be able to like smell in Yiras Hashem. What does that mean to say? Omer Alexandria, Malamah comes to teach us, She'etinu mitzvahs v'yisurim k'rechayim, and we put upon him, upon the Mashiach, he'll have upon him mitzvahs, like whatever he says, he'll give us mitzvahs to do, but los lav yisurim like k'rechayim. In other words, people are not going to be mekabel the Mashiach so fast. Not everybody's going to accept him. He's going to have Yisurim, he's going to have pain like a Rechayim from the fact that people won't accept him so fast. There'll be a lot of people that maybe won't want the Mashiach. Now, Rabbi says, the Mashiach has a special sense. He'll be able to just smell, and with that he can paskin, he'll be able to know what the din is. That's Lashon of Arechoy, that he'll be able to smell, and he'll have Yiras Hashem, he'll know what the Pesach, how to paskin. To see the pasuk says, "V'lo l'marein of yishpoit." Now, with his eyes, will be judge. For shafat b'tzedek adalim, for achiyach b'meisha l'alonuf, l'alonu yoritz. So that's a milo of the Mashiach. He'll be able to paskin to judge just by smelling you. So Moshe says, "Now there was once happened that the bar kusiva molach tarat and shon. He was ruling for 2 years." Rashi says, "The malchi heard this haya." Or Paul Gatou and a half years, Amalu, he said to the Rabbonin, I know Mashiach. After ruling for 2.5 years, he came up with a statement and said, he's the Mashiach. Amalu, so he said like this, listen, the Mashiach, said about the Mashiach, it says, Temerich v'doin, he'll be able to smell and to paskin. So next year, let's see, Imerich v'doin, can you also just smell and paskin? So Kivan, the Chazyua, the Leimorach v'doin, when he said he was not able to just smell, and to paskin, he did not know the law, he did not know what the case was, just by smelling the case, is katlu, the rabbanim went and killed him. They saw he was not really the Mashiach, he was just a sheker, so they went and killed him. Now, the Niel, Hanani, Mishov, Yazai, I don't know these four, was Zoich, was six brachas, the Chzibu, it says by them, Asherim, Bem, Komum, they have no blemish at all, the two, they marry, they look nice, Umaskilim, the smart, the Chochochma, Yedei, Adas, Umavine, Mada, Tashakrech bem lamed beich lamelech. For lamdom sefer, for washing custom. These are the brachas that says upon the Niach Nan Mishov Yazayim also, they had these six brachas. Now, ma asherim bem mum, what does it mean to say they had no blemish at all? Asherim bem kol mum, soma rabbi choma bar chanino. I mean, zafidu karibda de kesuta, what have you do? They did not even have like a scar from a scratch. Rashi says, Lehoyet Tzrichim HaKol, they didn't need an operation, they didn't need any bloodletting. There was no, like, scab on their body. Now, my words of Pesach means, Vashay Koyach Bem Lamoid, Beichel HaMelech, they had the strength to stand up in the Heichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Rabbi Chomer, Rabbi Chanina. Malamed comes to teach us, Shoy Oinsen Es Atzmon Min HaFchoik, O Min HaSicho, O Min HaShina. They held themselves back from Stam Lefting, from Stam Speaking, from Stam Sleeping. And they held themselves back from the time when they had to go to the Beis Kisei with the Amos Malchus, because of the fear of the king. So Rashi says, what it means to say is, Min hasicha, shlehoye misaprim b'dvorim b'teilim. They didn't say any dvorim b'teilim. K'tay shleh yizgan of their melech. Then the Mos says, V'yiyu b'hem b'nei Yehuda, from the children of Yehuda, Deniya Chananya Mishob Yazaya. Somer Blazer Blazer said, Kunum Ibnai Yudahim, the rule from Shevet Judah, for Shmuel Ban Achmeni Yamanau, that Deniya Ibnai Yudah, Deniya was from Ibnai Yudah, Chananya Mishob Yazaya Mishashvat, from the other Shvatim. Therefore Rashi speaks out that according to this man, the Yomah, he did not hold the Joshua before of Shesh, that it means that Rus, the six children that came out of Rus. Because before we had a Chananya Mishob Yazaya, she was from Shevet Judah. So therefore, according to this man, the Yomah, that they were not from Shevet Judah, they do not hold from the drasha before. Now the Gemara says, behold, this Mishar Shvat, and what's the Raya? Umifat says, Umovenecha, Sheyetzo, Mimcha, Ashatel, Adichu, Vloy, Sarisim, Hecha, Melech, Bevel. They were Sarisim, the king of Bevel. The Gemara says, my Sarisim, what does it mean to say they were Sarisim? So, Ravom, the Sarisim, Mamish, means that they served there. Rashi says, Shesirus, Lechanani, Mishav, Azayish, Kendak, and Shemlochim, the Saris, Asadim. One shot, Sarisa Mamish means they Mamish castrated them. They made them that they weren't able to have children. Rashi says, Shasir Sachanani Mishavazaya, Shkendakan Shamalochim, Masaras, the Sotna Shlayi Sisha, Vyaponu Lavridis Amelach, Palestla Hodder Chomim, the Yomaliel, Sholler, Tisov, and Os Nashim, Quantis Mandiyam, it's not like we had before. Before we had the Chanani Mishavazaya, afterwards they went up to have thrown, they married ladies. So had no bad wives, according to this mandiyama, that Sarisa Mamish is not like that mandiyama. For the Chanin Rama, Shenestarasa Avodizor Biyameim, it means to say they took away Avodizor in their times, that's what I mean to say. Rashi Mishanayim, Noida Lakul, Sheimamish of Avodizor, in their times it was known to everybody that Avodizor means nothing. Upurana Shoyinovi, Misnabal, Chizkiyo, Shio Golem, Miyatzom, Yilichom, Eichol, Merabovel, this dasha sarisa means shenestaras avodah zarah b'yameihem. They ones that turned around, they stopped people from worshipping avodah zarah. That they were mocking, they saw clearly avodah zarah has nothing to it. Yeah. All right, turn over. So Gemara says, Vishleim it's good l'man diyama. Shinistas Avay Dizor B'Yameyim, what they castrated, they took away. Avay Dizor in that time, Hainu Dixit, that's what the Pesuk says, V'chevel Le'asibayim, there's nothing wrong, they haven't hurt in them. There's nothing wrong with them. El, they were Kofi Tzadikim, and they were whole. El Oman Diyamas, the Risa Mamish, that the Mamish castrated, is so my V'chevel Le'asibayim, what does it mean they have no hurt in them? They have a big hurt, a serious, this is a terrible thing. Gemara says, Chavola denur, it means to say the hurt, the burning of fire, did not apply to them. But the Marvik Sid is another passage that says, Vareyach nur, loyodas ben, that the smell of the fire did not affect them. Gemara says, true, loy chavola v'loyreich, it means both. They were not affected by the fire did not like burn them, and secondly, they did not even smell from the fire. So, Bishleim, l'man diyom, mishin estarif, avodizor b'yumayim, that they took away Avodah Zarah in their times. Haino disit of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Koy Yamar Hashem leSarisim, Asher Yishmir Hashem Tzaytzay." That they're watching my Shabbos. That to say that these means they were tzaddikim. That they're watching my Shabbos. El the Gemara says, "Leman Diyom leSarisim Amish Mishtoi Kro Bignusa De Tzaddikim." When the Pasuk talk about the Gnus to embarrass the tzaddikim. Like they were castrated, so what's talk about the Shemesh Shabbos? So it says, Ho Vaho, Heavy Boo. Means both things were with them. Rashi Sarisa, Mamish, Rashi Nastas, Rabbi name. Both things happened to them. True, they were mysterious Mamish, but also admit that they took away Avodah Zarah a little bit, was also castrated at that time. Means people stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah because they saw the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pishlein Mulaman Di Yoma. Sarisa Mamish, that the Imam is castrated, I know this, the Pasuk says, Pedeisi Rechel Moisai, Yad B'Shem Toiv Mibonim Mibonois. The Pasuk says they had a nice name, better than children, as if to say, even though they didn't have any children, because they were Sarisim, but at least they had a good name. Elaman Diyamish, Shinestarasa, Avoy Deserbi Mayim, My Toiv Mibonim Mibonois, what does it mean to say the name was better than children? They had children. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, mi bonim shoylem kvar umesu. That's what it means to say, from the children they had already and that died. It's true they had children, but my mashma, the children died. That's the pasuk is saying now that their shame is better from the children that they had. My shame olim etaloy. What does it mean to say Hashem will give them a name forever? Har sheli koris. Omer of Tanchum. Dorash Bakapora Bitipuri, Bakapora Dashin and Tipuri, Bakapora Dashin and Tipuri. Zeh Seifu Daniel, this goes on Seifu Daniel, Shenikra Al Shmai, was called upon his name.
after that, his name was always here on Sefer Daniel. Tomorrow says, Michti, let's see. Kol Milidi Ezra, Nechemia Bachachnil Amrinu. All the words of Ezra, really, Nechemia Bachachnil said, Nechemia Bachachnil saw Matayim Alei Ikru Sifra Shemo. How come the Sefer was not written on his name? Like, how come Daniel was Zoicha that his Sefer should be written on his name? And how come Nechemia ben Chaklia, even though he wrote Sefer Ezra, it was not called after his name? So the Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Mefnei Sheikh, Sefer Yatzma. He took some favor, he took some respect for himself. And that was not right. Because of that, he was not Zoicha that his Sefer was called after his own name. Shinem the Pasuk says, Zochri li lakai l'tayva, remember me for the good. For the more David Nami Meimer, David also said like this, Zochreni Hashem b'tzayna mecha, pogdeni b'shua secho. So David also said like, remember me. So I said, no, David rach mehebe hu de kaboi. David was only asking Hashem shayv rachmonas akla Yisrael, but not that he was a machzik tayva liatzmai. We have Yosef from a different reason, that Nechemia ben Chaknoi spoke about the bed, about the Rishonim. And the Mora says, like Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'ha'pachos ha'Rishonim asher l'fonai, like the governors that were before me, he'chvidu alon, they were hard to the nation, v'ayichu mehem, they took from them, v'alechem u'v'ayoyin, they took away their bread and their wine, Acha kesef shkolim aboyim, like 40 shkolim worth. So he spoke a bit about Rishonim. That's why his safe was not called on his name. For the more of a yafal the neon, shagod memenu siper. Even on the neon that was greater than him, also he said bit. For the more minolam the god memenu. How do we know that the neon was greater than Nechemia? The pasuk says, "Risi ani the neon levadi es hamara vanoshim asher hoyimi." And again, the pasuk says, that Daniel was saying that the other people that were with me, they did not see the vision. Only the Daniel himself saw that this Mara, saw this Nevu, not the other one. In other words, he was greater than them. Who are these other people that were with Daniel? This was Chagai, Zechariah Malachai, that Daniel was greater than them. And Rashi explains, since we see here that Daniel was greater than Chagai, Zechariah Malachai, which were Nevi'im, so for sure Daniel was greater than Nechemia ben Chakliyai, that we did not find that he was a Navi. And still the Tainri of Elohi, Sipur Olav, Tlayavke, he didn't talk nice about Daniel. That's the reason why his Sefer was not called after Nechemia, but rather called Ezra, Sefer Ezra. Now the Gemara says, "Inu adifim minei,